The best thing about this podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli is you can enjoy it anytime you like. But OVO's Data Fest is for a limited time only. Get up to double the data with mobile plans starting from just $19.95. Binge these holidays with no regrets. Go to ovo.com.au now.
And welcome to the podcast, Tim.
Good fun Tim? This morning. Team, I think he said.
Yeah.
Team with
that
a little bit of
accent of yours.
Yay,
that accent, that thick accent. Hey, we have had a great show. We had Carrie Bickmore on. She was talking about her brand new show, See Good Life of 4-Year-Olds, which got us talking about lying kids, including my nephew.
Pretending that your dog is his dog.
Yeah, and then my sister going along with it. Like getting a picture of Honey and putting it up in his school project. Like, I didn't want to be a stickler and be like, it's my dog because I'm 32. But
you don't want to be responsible for him no longer having any friends in
that
school
because
everyone's disowned him. So you've got to keep it going, man. Ed's very excited about the Spice Girl reunion, although he seems to have he's uncovered the real truth as to why Posh is not in there.
I'm enjoying how much they're pretending that it's all cool, we're friends, and Posh is just part of it.
It's coolies, bro. It's coolies.
It's really good fun. Why don't they just say, look, we don't speak to her. She's not part of it. Just say that. Why can't they just say that?
Why do you have to be cynical about it?
No.
Because if you're missing a member, it's no longer a reunion.
I agree completely. But I believe they're still friends. She just couldn't come on the tour.
But if one of them says, oh, hey, we asked her to do it, and then straight away, oh, no, we didn't ask her to come on the tour, and then straight away one of the others jumps in and goes, yes, we did.
We've already discussed it on the show. I don't know why we're opening up the can of worms all over again. They're going to hear the same argument in 10 minutes' time.
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the argument. Okay, here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli.
And welcome to Monday, team. Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli, Ash London this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to you, Grant Denyer. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, man. Good to see you. It's good to have you back.
Couldn't be prouder to be here.
And what a morning.
Proud. What makes you proud?
Just seeing you guys at like 2 minutes past six on a Monday, just, you know.
It's makes peaked. Proud.
It's peaked, you know.
It's interesting emotion.
Just knowing that we've got 3 hours of glorious radio ahead of us.
You there know? You go.
Good Tons boy. Today. Well, you're right. There is so much going on. A $95,000 secret sound is absolutely huge. R&B Live. Lundo, you're hosting it around the country. You've promised us a Little John story.
I've got a great Little John story. It's one of those stories that when it happens, you know that you're going to file it away and then you're going to bring it up at most dinner parties between now and the end of your life.
That's good.
Wow. I'm so happy it happened.
And credit to you for backing up. It's been a massive weekend, 3 concerts in a row. You've been
the power
there
of R&B compels me, but thank you, Grant.
The power of R&B compels me. We're talking weddings today and the Spice Girls tour. And don't forget, it's win a holiday a day. Every day, our friends at AirAsia, what is it, $2,000?
$2,000? Wow. Like a decent holiday on AirAsia. Not like, you know, we'll give you enough petrol to get to Dubbo, which would still be great. But
Dubbo
also,
is a good place.
Yeah, you'd prefer to go to like Thailand or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You can go.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the Dubbo versus Thailand debate rages on. In most living rooms. She's a tired little bear today. Let's just, you know.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound? $95,000 we're playing for this morning, Sydney. I was in Spain recently, caught up with the girls from Little Mix. And, you know, you fly all the way over there to play them a secret sound.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's what I did. That's what I went there solely to do. Mm. And I think maybe... Have they got it? Well, you be the judge.
Have you checked with him first?
A hole punch or a stapler?
A hole punch or a stapler?
I was about to say, have we made sure they didn't actually guess it? I mean, as if. What was I thinking?
A hole punch or a stapler?
It was Jessie.
Yeah.
It's a hole puncher.
Is she the one that was with Zane?
No, that's Perry, but we don't talk about it, though. It was in the past, Ed.
It's the only thing
Let her move on.
Anyone from that band's ever done or will
no,
ever do.
No, so. Ed, I don't want to have another fight with you because Little Mix are an amazing band.
Little Mix, formerly with Zane. Now, Kimmy's here, our executive producer who has guessed the secret sound. All right, how many times?
Twice.
Oh, my God. And she's the keeper of the clues, which are?
It's not stationary related, and it's a double actioned sound.
Okay. Mm. Now, that's plenty for Craig from Parramatta to go on. Craig.
How are you guys?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Now, I know you're a big Little Mix guy, but what do you think the secret sound is?
Might be the closing and opening of a mobile phone cradle in your car.
No, incorrect.
Sorry, Craig.
Sorry, Craig.
Helen in Sutherland, what do you reckon of Little Mix? Great band, lots to offer the world?
Yeah.
No, but you didn't know. You didn't know anything about them until I said one was with Zayn, did you, Helen?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's their only claim, and it's fair enough. It's more than the Sugar Babes have done. All right, so Helen, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
Okay, so I think it's when you want to fill the jug up, like for a kettle, when you pop the push the thing to open it to fill it up, and then the other lid pops open.
It's definitely a double action sound, possibly a triple action sound by that.
The lever to open the top so you can fill a kettle.
Yeah, and then the other bit opens.
The lid.
Yeah, the lid.
The lid opens.
Incorrect.
Okay. Convoluted, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit lengthy. Thank you, Helen. That's unlucky, but Kim, I believe you have an announcement.
At 7:30 this morning, we will reveal another clue. That will be the third clue.
Does that mean we're not playing at 8?
We're still playing at 8.
What?
7:30 we'll reveal so everyone can think about it.
Yep.
It's 30 minutes of thinking time to win $95,000. That's $3,000 a minute of thinking time if it pays off.
But Ash London, you're just on tour, man. You're just rock and roll life.
I'm on tour. It's the rock star life, guys. It's how I roll now. I'm kind of a big deal.
I know.
So I host all the Iron Beef Fridays Lives. We've had Perth. We have had Melbourne. And then last night we had Adelaide. Yep. And that flight home on Saturday morning, when everyone had to go from the West Coast all the way back to the East Coast. Mm. It was a long flight. Mm. A lot of the artists had been up at the after parties till 3 a.m. So we kind of get on the flight and I go to myself. I don't even look around because I'm so tired. And I'm sitting there and I'm putting all my things away. And then I realize that none other than Lil Jon is sitting directly in front of me.
Love it.
That's Lil Jon, exactly.
Turn down for what?
Oh, yeah, good track.
What a tune. What a tune. So the flight attendant's calling.
Confused though. So he's got dreadies, I think. Does is that
yes.
little
and wears
that
glasses?
John?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, different gotcha. To Lil Wayne, yeah. Lil Peep, Lil. There's lots of Lils, but Lil Jon is, I would say, probably the best Lil. So the flight attendant is coming through and is handing out the menus, and they're being very fancy. Like, hello, Mr. Smith, here's your menu. Come over to me. Hello, Ms. London, here's your menu. Except they don't say Ms. London because that's a fake name. Anyway, so we're all looking through our menus, and it's all very quiet because everyone's fancy. And then all of a sudden I just hear this, and I'm going to have to self-censor here because there was some swearing. That's goes, I was looking at, that first thing, and I don't want to have that. Then he goes, rhubarb, what the beep is rhubarb? Ain't no black man on this plane having rhubarb, whatever the beep that is. And the whole business class is silent and then just like turns around and then just bursts out laughing.
Oh,
and Lil Jon then just launches into this 5-minute tirade about what the hell is rhubarb and no black man's going to have rhubarb. No one knew what to say. Fantastic. The flight attendant was the whitest person alive standing there like, oh, I'm sorry, mister. Oh, no, we don't have to. Oh, we can make something else.
Fantastic.
And he was a legend about it. He's like, nah, I'm going to sleep anyway. Puts his eye mask on and falls asleep for the next 4 hours. We didn't hear another peep from him. And I just thought, and believe it or not, our mate Nazim Hussain, who was on the show last week, was also on our flight.
Yes.
And he just looks up over at me and he just mouths the words, what is going on? It was amazing.
That's great.
Yes, that's excellent. My Lil Jon story. But Harry Friday's life has been amazing. Can't wait for it to come to Sydney. Everyone's going to love it. Usher and Lil Jon's set is absolutely phenomenal. There are so many dancers on stage that it's like,
it's so amazing. We have to somehow get at the Sydney event. We have to get people chanting rhubarb. We need signs that say rhubarb when they're on. We need to introduce him as Lil Rhubarb.
But
we need
to
make
say
rhubarb ruin his life now.
Given Lil Jon's lifestyle choices, I doubt he remembers it happened.
Yeah, right.
He's got rhubarb, no idea he was even on that plane.
He was tired.
Now, this is a Dream Factory. We know that. And Ash London, you're touring the country as the host of the R&B Fridays Live.
Yes, it's an honour.
Yep, absolutely right. And the lineup is massive. So there's Usher,
Lil Jon, Salt-N-Pepa, Ginuwine, Estelle, Eve, Naughty by Nature, Trey Songz.
Wow. I mean, it just goes just on.
Forgotten
on.
Someone.
Some T-Pain Next. Work in there?
No, T-Pain had to cancel, unfortunately, because he has a sick family member.
Oh, that's not
which means there's a bit of a gap. There's like a gap in the lineup. There's a gap.
There's a
we
hole.
Need some more gap for the rap.
Oh, gap for the rap. And that's where perhaps this artist may get to fill that gap.
If you only have love for your own race, well, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. Yeah. And when you hate, well, then you're bound to get irate.
Yeah. Who Grant Daniel rapping it go down a treat, I think.
Who was that? Who was that
wild card on stage tearing it up?
Wild card tearing it up.
It was not Will I Am. It was Grant I Can't. It was. That is Grant Denyer rapping on Sunrise. And that he's been talking about this off air a lot. He raps along the songs. You have a dream, Grant Denyer.
Look, I've got a lot of respect for Ash at the moment, just standing up that stage. I can't imagine what that would be like there to have 50,000 people just jumping and heaving to your sick tracks.
No. Well, so bad.
And Ash, although you look at me and you go, yes, look, he's obviously an intellectual, he's a smart guy, he's ahead of the game, but urban beats and my roots run pretty deep.
Do
because
they?
Oh, really? when I was young, I used to listen to a heck of a lot of rap. Back
kind of
when
rap?
Vanilla Ice was Robert Van Winkle, in fact, under his real name, because I like his old stuff better than his new stuff.
Definitely.
And when I was kicking around the streets in my FUBU gear, rolling with my crew, I used to have a gang. We used to have a gang of those little big wheels. Remember those big wheels?
Yeah,
the trikes.
Oh, yeah, no one messed with you.
Yeah, I just cruised down the street in my trike and my second-hand Nike Air Jordans, rocking my flat top with a rat's tail.
Did you actually have a flat top with a rat's tail?
I did, yes.
Oh, man.
So when you hear that audio of yourself rapping, do you think, God, I sound cool?
Yeah, I do. I reckon I kind of want to transcend back to the period at which I reckon I was at my sickest, and that was when I was just loving rap hardcore.
Cool, Eve.
And I've always wanted to know what that feeling would be like to be able to do it in front, you know, of a crowd on a stage.
Well, it is amazing. I get this inside of stage when these artists go out, and like the energy coming off the crowd is absolutely fun. They're just mad for it.
How could
it would
you talk
be magical.
That? Surely that is the most amazing experience you could ever have in your life. Just having a whole stadium just drinking off every word that you're dropping.
Well, do you know what, GD? You know how you're addicted to adrenaline and we're all so scared that you keep going in race cars, even though our celebrity psychic Kerry Owen said you're going to die?
Yeah.
Maybe this would be a healthier way for you to get that adrenaline because you're not going to die on stage unless, one of the big lights falls off the roof and... Anyway, let's not talking about that.
About that.
But this, I think this could be a safer adrenaline shot, don't you think, Cav?
I think what we're going to do is you've been awarded, we've done some work, you have been given the opportunity, Grant Denyer, at the Sydney R&B Fridays Live this weekend, you have got a spot on stage to do some rapping.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
We're going to make time for you to do it. 1 minute, not a lot of time, but you'll have 1 minute. Can you handle one minute in front of 55,000 Sydney siders?
I have a minute to make count on stage at R&B Fridays in Sydney.
Yes, you do.
What's the venue again? How big are we talking here?
It's like 55,000 people.
Whoa!
I think actually. I think we're pushing 60.
Do you accept this challenge?
What track have I got to drop?
We don't know yet.
You can think about it. We'll give you 24 hours.
We'll have a think. Let's give you 24 hours to have a think, and then we'll come back tomorrow and we'll pick the song.
I have a proper window in the schedule of the concert that night.
Yes, we wouldn't lie to you.
Yes.
And I'll have to check with the people at R&B Fridays Live today, which I will do, but I'm confident that given that T-Pain couldn't make it, they'd be just as happy to have GD instead.
And they need something that's got pain in it. So they need something that's got some pain for people, and this is definitely going to hurt. So that's...
So
are you up for the challenge?
Stage, little rhubarb. Can I say that this is the most exciting / terrifying thing I've ever heard of in my life? And hell yeah, I'm in!
Yay! The big dog. 24 hours to think about it. Practice some tracks.
Wiggity, 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 whack.
No, wiggity, wiggity. Come back tomorrow, and then you got to tell us which song you want to do. We'll make it happen.
Okay, I got some work to do. I'm in.
Okay, I'm believing you.
It's today.
But don't tell anyone that we're friends. Don't, if anyone asks, we don't know each other.
Can you? And I want you to interview really me on the red carpet on the way through. I want the full rockstar experience.
I'm going to avoid you. But I'll be supporting you in my heart, Simon.
Oh, my God.
You won't be able to hear what I say through the noise that my chains are going to be making as I'm talking anyway. So let's skip that bit.
Yeah, I don't think he's taking this too seriously at all.
Get all the Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
I'm not happy, mate. I'm really not happy.
I've felt this all morning. What's the trouble?
Well, I'll preface it all by saying I love you. You're like a brother to me, and this doesn't change our relationship, but it kind of does change our relationship. So over the weekend, it was your beautiful wife, Shezzy's birthday, and I love birthdays. I love presents. And all week, you were like, Shezzy's birthday, I want to get her something really special. And I was like, babe, I got you. So I was like, let's brainstorm this. Let's talk. I'm like, what does she like? And we realized that me and Shezzy have the same favorite brand. So I was like, this is great. I know the new range. I'll talk you through it. We decided on a nice belt after going through every page of the website. We decided on a belt. And then you went off to the store and you bought the belt. Isn't that right? Like a good husband.
Yeah, I sure did. Yeah, you I arrowed in on it.
Which, very, very happy. Which Portmans did you go to?
Yeah, it was exactly right. You've seen right through us. And then so I'm stoked. I did my bit to help. You did your bit by going and paying for it, making it happen. I was really proud. And then over the weekend, I saw that Shezzy posted about it. She was so happy with the present you bought her that she posted about it.
Yeah.
But then when I saw the whole gift, it was the belt, but also there was something else that you'd purchased for her, wasn't there? What else did you get, Shezzy?
Some shoes.
Some shoes, yeah. The exact same shoes that I have, Grant!
Oh, no.
That I saved up for, that went to London and bought for myself, that I saved up for. You went and you bought them.
They look so good on you.
Obviously, they look good on me. I saved up for them for 6 months.
Yay.
And you went and bought them for your wife.
Yeah, like a good husband, because she's been working so hard and she deserves it.
So you're trying to turn your wife into Ash London.
I also bought her a curling iron.
some black hair dye. Oh, this is getting sick. I like it.
I thought maybe you didn't realise. So you knew. You knew they were my shoes and you still bought them.
Yeah, I didn't tell you that bit because I just thought it was a little bit too weird, too close for home. I didn't want you to cut on to the fact that I'm just, you know, slowly collecting, you know, little bits of hair behind that you leave in the studio. And now my wife's wearing the same clothes.
At least you didn't go and buy your wife like a hoodie and some chinos and turn her into me. That'd be weird.
That'd be weird. Maybe.
Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet. All right, on Today FM Breakfast this morning, $10,000 awaits. If you're a kid in Sydney, todayfm.com.au is where you register and you get to play with the Quizmaster, Grant Denyer.
We do have a kid in Sydney. In fact, we've got 10-year-old Connor from Quakers Hill, to be precise. Are you ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks, Connor?
Yeah,
best of luck today. Good luck winning all the money. You've got 30 seconds, right, to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter F. F for fish.
Yep.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, that's fine. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. Connor, your letter is F.
Yep.
Best of luck. Let's get it, man. Here we go. Name a day of the week.
Friday.
A utensil.
A fork.
Body part.
A finger.
An insect.
A pass.
Movie.
A Five Nights at Freddy's.
Job.
Freddy Krueger.
A drink.
A drink.
Yep.
Fanta.
An animal.
A fish.
Musical instrument.
A pop.
Country?
Pop.
Country?
Hey, Connor, really strong performance, man. Well done.
Absolutely right. And $500, Connor.
Yay, the big dog.
I'm clapping at home. Well done, Connor. Congratulations. We'll play again this time tomorrow. I love the idea of Freddy Krueger as a job. Is that on Seek.com? That is excellent work. The demand for Spice Girls tickets breaks records. The tickets for their tour have gone on sale, and Ticketmaster has said that it's the Busiest ever sale. Millions of people, Grant Denyer, on the site searching for tickets. A queue of people on the website of over 700,000 people to get tickets to go and see the Spice Girls.
When you think of anybody in their musical heyday, whether it be Robbie Williams or anybody in that period, there's some big names that have happened in the period since they last performed that you would have thought that you'd never beat those kind of ticket sales.
Mm.
Wow, that's astonishing.
Now, Lundo, it's without Victoria. Obviously, people don't care because look at the ticket sales. Are you less likely to go because she's not taking part?
Probably, yeah, because I always feel a little bit ripped off if it's not the full band. Like, yeah. I always feel that way because when we were kids and when I was obsessed with the Spice Girls, there were five of them.
Mm. Yeah.
But we did find out that the girls didn't even...
Well, have a listen to this.
Did I read this right?
So this is on a British talk show called Jonathan Ross. This is what I like about the tour is how weird it is between them and Victoria.
Yeah.
Have a listen to them saying, technically, they didn't even invite Victoria on the tour. It starts with Sporty Spice. Take it away, Spice Girl.
I saw Victoria recently and, you know, obviously we've all been in contact. She's still very much part of the Spice Girls. But she did raise the point that she was never actually asked.
Oh, was she not?
No. We just presumed.
No.
But she's been talking.
I spoke to her 2 days ago before the announcement and she just said, look, you know that, you know, she said it for years that she just doesn't want to do it anymore.
They knew her that well because they're like sisters still. Hashtag friendship never ends.
What do you make of that grab? Because they contradict each other. One says, we didn't ask her. And then the other one, Jerry, jumps in quickly and says, I spoke to her 2 days ago and I did ask her. Who are we believing?
I know. No. I believe them both because what Sporty was saying was the truth. We didn't ask her, but out of context, it sounds like they hadn't spoken and they just, you know, whereas Jerry comes and goes, yes, technically we didn't ask her, but that's because we know her so well. She's always said she doesn't want to do it. We didn't want to make her feel bad by bringing it up once again and getting rejected.
They don't have a number.
No.
You're such a cynic,
Ed. They don't have her number. In fact,
they do. They're friends. Friendship never ends.
They have a number for Posh, which we have here because let's not forget that Scary Spice briefly did this very part time. And we've got that number still in our system for Posh Beckham. And all right, let's give it a shout. Let's give it a call now.
British Telecom advises that this number has been disconnected.
Oh.
If it's Ginger, Baby, Scary, or the other one, she doesn't want to come on your stupid tour.
I don't think...
Why being mean?
That's harsh.
I don't think they're friends.
Friendship never ends.
Unless we're going on tour, and then don't call me, you moles. I think is how that song finishes.
Get out of town.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
Today FM breakfast. Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier, Ash London joining us this morning. Bang on 7:30. 25 in the city today, 28 in the west. Carry a bit more on after 8 o'clock. And a holiday a day every day this week. $2,000 to spend with Air Asia. Mm. You can get yourself greener pastures, Ed Cavalier.
Yeah. Okay, let's bring it down a notch and get serious. Could I please hear the secret sound? Okay. Now, we've got two clues already revealed. Ash London, the first one was...
It's not stationary related.
Grant Denyer, the second one was...
It's a double-actioned sound.
We're now across live to directly to my right, where we've managed to secure the executive producer of this radio program, Kim Krosnick. Good morning.
Thank you.
Is that how you say her name? I've never always wondered.
Yeah. Polish last name. A lot of silent Zs.
So many Zs and Ks.
Too many
and
Zs. Yeah. Let's not get sidetracked by that. Kim, you're here live with the third official secret sound clue.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a drum roll?
Yes, please.
All right. Let's have a drum roll.
Okay. Here we go. The third clue is...
Just hold on a second. Would you like another drum roll?
Yeah. Yes, it needs please. Another one now.
Yep. Yeah.
Here we go.
No, don't.
No, the drum roll.
Don't clear
you
your throat.
You go from drum roll straight into the clue. You've already cleared your throat twice now, darling.
Maybe a half second pause for just dramatic effect, but nothing more.
The drummer's about to leave.
Drum roll, please.
there's not a bump in sight. There's not a bump in sight.
A bump in sight.
What does that mean? Okay. It's a cryptic clue, guys. It's a cryptic clue.
Oh.
Cryptic, like the crossword for smart people.
Say it one more time.
There's not a bump in sight.
That's your third clue. We play at 8 o'clock this morning for $95,000.
It is a lot of cash.
Yes, I did get married 6 months ago and 1 week. Thank you for bringing it up,
no
Jabin. Although apparently you don't celebrate month anniversaries once you get married. That's fine. So I've got a bit of a conundrum, guys.
Yeah.
And this is something that's been weighing on over me for, I'm going to say, like 3 or 4 months now. So when I did get married, we were really strict about not wanting presents. We said, there's no wedding registry. We don't need presents. Just come have a party. But of course, some people did still get presents, yeah, which is very lovely, and we're very grateful. So I had an organized thank you cards, which is most people do before the wedding. You get them in advance, and then I got all these presents. So I thought, okay, I got thank you cards. So when I got all these thank you cards ready to go, and I had my list out, my Excel spreadsheet, but that's kind of, it's kind of as far as I've gotten at this point.
Oh, dear.
And every day I see this bag, stationery bag, full of thank you cards that I'm yet to write.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that maybe now, given that it's 6 months, that, is it too late to bother?
Have there been any other weddings in between?
It's so interesting that you ask that, because my cousin got married yesterday. Ooh. So I feel like now it's her wedding.
Now you gotta get yours out before she gets hers out. So that's the only race you gotta worry about. Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, no. If she beats you, then it shows how lazy and uncommitted you are to your extended family for not getting back to them.
Because it's the same audience pool.
Yes.
The audience pool. That's
exactly what it is.
So
I didn't even think of that.
Susan from Campbelltown, you've now heard Ash London, the terrible bride, what she's done to her poor guests. Is it too late?
It's never too late.
Hang on. If it's never too late, could Charles send one out for he and Diana's wedding now then?
Well, as long as they go out before your first wedding anniversary, I think, go for it. Great. Just do it.
Okay. Great.
Or in Charles's case, before you've married somebody else.
Yeah, probably. Or start your affair at least.
That was happening way before the wedding. Everyone knows that.
Leanna from Engadine. Is it too late to send out a thank you card 6 months after the event?
I think you shouldn't send them out. I think it's by the time you even write them and send them, it's going to be very late. Yeah. And then people are just going to read them and go, oh, okay, and probably never look at them again anyway.
No, but do you think my friends and relatives are at home thinking, I never got a thank you card?
Yes.
I think they know you said thank you at the wedding, and you're probably really appreciative, and they know you're a lovely person anyway.
Not enough.
Leanna knows me. She's read my diary.
Can't get off that
lightly. She knows my soul. She knows I'm nice.
Better late than never, man.
Two of your aunties would have definitely had a conversation about there was no thank you cards.
Yeah,
that has definitely gone on.
Particularly if they were a present giver on the night.
Yeah, they all were. Of course they were.
My aunties are very generous.
Yep, and you weren't even send them a card to say thank you. Not even a scratchy.
Okay, I promise I'll do it this week, guys. I'm definitely going to do it this week.
You know what you got to do? You've got to at least make sure you send out your thank you cards, Ash, before your next wedding to your next husband.
Shush up.
Go away. When you and Warnie get married, you've got to make sure you send out the
cards. I saw him at the airport yesterday. We did look at each other.
That's how it starts.
Oh, yes.
How it starts with Warnie.
Hey, the phone poll's going. 75% of calls say it's not too late. 25% say it's too late. You're lazy. Present. Don't try and look good now. And Leanna, let's get you along. All those people can F off.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound?
All right, Sydney, on Today FM Breakfast this morning, fingers crossed for you, you're $95,000 richer with Today FM's secret sound. We gave you a clue at 7:30. The first one, it's not stationary related. The second one, it's a double action sound. And Ed Cavalier, we've got a third.
Yeah, she's here. Our executive producer, Kim, she's guest of Secret Sounds.
Twice.
And now she's here live with the third clue. Drum roll, please.
There's not a bump in sight. There's not a bump inside.
What that alludes to, is that the texture of the item? Yeah, wow. My brain's working hard.
I don't want to say anything. I'm too scared that I'll accidentally say something and then Kim will get angry at me. Because I accidentally gave it away because I'm that smart. Yeah, all right. I'm not.
I don't know if that's smart, but anyway. But yeah, yeah.
Jerry in Glenmore Park. You got three clues, sister. Has it made it any easier for you?
No, not really. But my guess matches all the clues.
Ooh. Okay, what do you reckon it is, Babs?
I think it's hitting a pool ball and it going into the pocket.
How's that?
Yeah, no, it is, because you've got that next little thing underneath it where it goes back.
You like it
doesn't
hits
come back
the,
out. Yeah.
Hits the side, and you hit the ball, and then it hits the side and it drops down.
Oh, no, it's not. Yeah. Okay, it's very good, Jerry.
Jerry, you are incorrect.
Sorry, Jerry. Okay, we move on to Tracy in Campbelltown. Tracy.
Hello?
Hey, it's just you and me.
You're on the radio. Yeah.
Okay, and a few others. What do you believe the secret sound to be?
I think it's pulling a dent from a car with a dent puller.
Interesting.
A dent puller. Are you in the dent removal industry?
I'm a spray painter.
Okay.
Remember last week, Grant, when you said you could use a dildo to do that?
Yeah, providing it's the suction cap one, yeah.
No one would have said that word on the radio.
Yeah, you work in a panel beater's office, you could throw that on the dent and pop it straight back out, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
She's only saying yes because she's nervous about the secrets.
Oh, she just wants the cash.
Yeah.
Tracy.
I'm wrong.
You are answering. You are incorrect.
Don't give up on yourself, okay. Trace. All right, so that means we move on. $95,000, still yours. All the incorrect guesses are at todayfm.com.au. Joining us on the line is our very own Carrie Bickmore, because The Secret Life of Four-Year-Olds, I'm genuinely really looking forward to this show, starts tonight, 7:30 on Network 10. Hi, Carrie.
Hello. How are you all?
Good.
Really well.
Very good. Can I play a little grab from one of the promo I saw of The Secret Life of Four-Year-Olds? Because it's funny, but it's also... it's really heartwarming and it tugs at the heartstrings. This is a little girl who is having trouble making friends.
When was the last time you felt sad?
When no one played with me. Can I play with you? Maybe next time. You're too late. How about Friday?
Carrie.
If anyone hasn't heard about the show, it's on in the UK and it pretty much delves into like the secret life of what goes on at kindergartens, right? And it was really interesting watching that promo because we all wonder what happens when we drop them off and walk away. Yeah. And I think this show is beautiful because it gives you a chance to see how the kids interact, how the friendships form, how they break down, how, you know, the conversations that these kids have are hilarious. Like, they're so funny. So there's drama in a sense that you see the highs and lows of a preschool, but every child comes out as hero, which is what I love about it.
Which is good. And if you ever wonder about the future of the universe, you kind of look at these little kids. There's so many beautiful, tender moments of humanity that you go, I think we're in a pretty good place. I think we're in good hands.
100%. And there's so much more, like there's so much more compassionate than you think. But that's an age where kids can be a little bit all about me. Like they're only starting to learn that they're part of a greater world and that their other people's feelings really matter and all that. So that can be a tricky age where you watch kids who you think are really compassionate and then you're like, how could they just said that? But it's all their learning and growing.
Kids, and I'm sure we see a little bit of this in the English one too, sometimes, you know, four-year-olds in that age, they tell little lies. And Lundo, you told us a great story about your nephew?
Well, his mum contacted me and said, hey, can we just have some photos of the dog, of my dog, Honey? And I was like, yeah, sure, no worries. I mean, turns out my nephew's gone to kinder and told everyone about his dog, Honey, and tells all these stories. And then they need to do a project about my family. And because everyone knows about his dog, Honey, they're printing my photos and putting them on the project. And I'm like, no, it's my dog. It's not your dog. We're not to go along with the lie.
That told teachers at her kinder that we were having twins. And dead set, genuine, not even like with that's what we're having. And they're all like, hey, congratulations. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I'm like, what?
Well, at least you are pregnant. My kid goes to school and tells everyone that my mummy, her mummy's pregnant, but she doesn't even have a baby in the tummy.
Oh,
so that's,
no, she wishes.
She has a big wobbly tummy, so she must have a baby in there.
Oh, no.
That's lovely.
Let's find that out. Let's do it. We've got our 2K a day. We've got AirAsia's got the beautiful 2K voucher to get you a holiday a day. Let us know. 131060, what's a lie that one of your kids has told? A funny or an innocent little silly lie that one of your kids has told? Tell us what it is. 131060 in our favourite is going to get the 2K AirAsia voucher. It's on tonight. I can't wait. I've seen the UK version. It's great. This one looks great as well. Tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10, The Secret Life of 4-Year-Olds with Carrie Bickmore. See you soon, Biggers.
Thanks, guys.
Holiday a day, Ash London. That's what we're giving away this morning.
We're doing it, and we're about to do it right now. And on 131060, we're talking about lies that kids have told, because my nephew has told everyone at his preschool that he has a dog called Honey, but it's my dog. We live in different states. So I was contacted to send photos of him and Honey to put in their school project. So the lie's being continued on my behalf, which I don't know how I feel about that, because I am Honey's mum. But it's okay. He's just a kid.
It's innocent. That's an innocent little lie.
Yeah.
Now, here's Brooke from Blacktown. And is this your daughter?
Yes, it is. Yes.
What happened?
We were at the shops one day and it was really busy and she asked for a donut and I told her no. So she threw herself on the ground and said, "Why don't you feed me? I'm starving. I have nothing to eat." She starts grabbing at the air, pretending to eat it, and said, "See, nothing."
In front of everybody. She sounds like an absolute legend, bro.
No, that is outrageous.
The drama of it all. I love the drama.
Oh, well done. That's all right, Brooke. Excellent work. Okay, Lisa from Newtown. The lies your children tell, Lisa.
Yes. So one of the mums at my daughter's kindy came up to me one day and said, "I just wanted to check. You don't have another daughter, do you?" And I said, "No." As it turns out, my daughter had been telling everyone in her kindy that she had an evil twin, and we had to send her to a different school because she was so naughty.
Oh, how long had she kept up this lie, Lisa? Oh,
well, I think it had been a few months, but this mother came up to me quite concerned, and I had to just clear the air on that one.
Oh, that's great about this evil child you've sent away. Okay, there we go. Yeah. We got the no food tanty versus the evil sibling. Ash London is the head of children. Lying here. Who's winning today, my friend?
I've got to go evil sibling because it's so next level.
Lisa, how about this? $2,000 AirAsia voucher for you to book your next holiday. Congratulations.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Will you take both of your kids or leave the evil one at home? Probably.
Maybe I'll take the evil one.
Yeah, may as well.
We're doing this every day on Today FM Breakfast, Crazy Low Fares. To head to AirAsia.com.
India, everywhere. Fantastic.
Lots of places. Keep it here.
Today FM's Game of Games. Let's have some fun. It's the supersized game show that'll have you laughing out loud. Game of Games, 7:30 Sunday on 10.
Yes. Some big cash, Grant Denyer.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? The show was on last night. I sat down with my kids and watched it. So many laughs.
Good.
So many laughs.
Good.
But now we do have on the line, and this is quite special because Lauren is our back-to-back champion, but she had a holiday booked in and wasn't expected to be on such a winning streak right now. Lauren, all the way from Mexico, is on the phone. You ready to play? How's your holiday?
I'm so ready. It's been really good. Thank you.
Well, some might say at home that you've already won 8K and you can afford a trip to Mexico, so maybe it's time for someone else to win the money. Thoughts, Lauren?
I don't know. Weddings are expensive.
You've got the wedding coming up, fair enough. And I love that you're taking a pre-wedding honeymoon. That is a pre-wedding holiday. That's my kind of bride.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm actually doing some charity work. Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, now I feel bad. Just doing charity work. Oh, shut up, Lauren. I'll go. But I hope you win today. I hope you win. You know what? Let's give her double. Oh, God. Okay.
Who's she playing? Ed? We got Felicity?
Yep.
From Campbelltown. Are you ready to take her on? Take her out?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you use your names as your buzzers. Buzz in. Adjudicator's word is final. It's best of three questions. If Lauren wins, she's got $8,000. But if Felicity wins, she becomes our carryover champion with $2,000. Grant Denyer, the first question is...
Which Spice Girl will not be touring with the group in 2019?
Lauren.
Yes, Lauren.
Posh Spice.
Is the correct answer.
You got it. Well done. Okay, Felicity, you need this. If you've got any chance of the money, you need to get this next one right. Questions aren't hard. You need to be fast.
Yep.
Which actor played the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Pussy.
Yep,
Felicity.
Will Smith.
Yes, well done. Here we go.
One apiece. Third question, and the decider. Which one of Santa's reindeer was known for his red nose?
Pussy. Rudolph.
I heard, I don't know.
I heard Felicity first.
I think I heard Felicity by the narrowest of margins.
Okay,
do we agree? Are we in?
Yep, Felicity. Yep. Who is it?
Rudolph.
It's the correct answer, Felicity. Yeah! You've done it.
Good on you, Dom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think Lauren can blame the delay on her phone from calling in from Mexico for that loss.
All's ends well that ends well. Felicity, you've never been on a holiday before. You got $2,000 to put towards a holiday now.
Holy, oh my God!
Don't swim.
I can't believe I just won.
You did.
And you
job.
Could get $4,000 tomorrow if you win again. You are officially our carryover champ. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
She's out of breath. So she's just run a marathon.
It's the Supersize game show that will have you laughing out loud. Game of Games, 7:30 Sunday on Channel 10. Guys, we're playing each and every day right here on Today FM Breakfast.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier was brought to you by Ovo's DataFest. If you want to binge these holidays with no regrets, be quick. Head to ovo.com.au now to find out how to double your data, starting from just $19.95. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at todayfm.com.au.